This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rahul Chatterjee. First, the headlines. Top leader of band United Liberation Front of Assam Independent surrenders before troops of Assam Rifles at Pangsau Pass in Arunachal Pradesh. Nagaland Chief Minister Nephew Rio flags off newly inducted Air India Express aircraft at Dimapur Airport as official partner for travel for the Hornbill Festival 2025. Sikkim is set to introduce digital mechanism for issuing permits to travellers for high altitude and border adjacent locations. And Mizoram and Assam will jointly organise first border festival at Dholai in Assam's Kachar district today to establish good relations, mutual trust and friendships between people of the two neighbouring states. The news in detail. One of the top leaders of the Paresh Barua faction of the band United Liberation Front of Assam, Independent, surrendered before troops of Assam Rifles on the Myanmar border yesterday. The self-styled Major General Arunodoy Dohutia, alias Bijit Gogoi, and his PSO Francis Ahong surrendered at Pangsau Pass in Arunachal Pradesh. He has been a close aide of Alpha I Chief Paresh Barua. Officials said that the two are likely to be brought to Guwahati. Confirming Dohutia's surrender, Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma dismissed the speculation that the surrendered militant would be taken to New Delhi for the ongoing peace process. He also said that peace talks with the Alpha I can move forward only if Paresh Barua agrees to join the dialogue. Nagaland Chief Minister Nephew Rio flagged off a newly inducted Air India Express aircraft at Dimapur Airport yesterday, marking the airline's role as the official travel partner for the Hornbill Festival 2025. Celebrating the artistic legacy of the Nagas, the aircraft VT-BWD features a tail livery inspired by the Aung Naga tribe's Tungkotepsu warrior shawl. The aircraft was received at the Dimapur Airport with a ceremonial welcome with several officials and traditional dancers. Rio said the partnership would enable reaching wider audiences, celebrate the rich heritage, and build meaningful connections that go beyond the festival season. Air India Express Managing Director Alok Singh said, "The special livery is a tribute to Nagaland's artistic legacy and cultural pride." Air India Express has also set up a Hornbill-themed photo booth at Dimapur Airport and community art canvas at Kisama Heritage Village, as well as offering a 15% discount on flights to and from Dimapur. Sikkim is set to introduce a digital mechanism for issuing permits to travellers to high-altitude and border-adjacent locations. Additional Chief Secretary C.S. Rao, who is in charge of Tourism Department, said the upcoming system aims to do away with manual paperwork for issuing restricted area permits and protected area permits, streamlining tourist visits to destinations such as Nathula, Somgo Lake, Lachen, Lachung and Zuluk. He said, travellers will be able to apply online and receive QR-based permits, enabling quicker checks at various security points. In an effort to establish good relations, mutual trust and friendships between the people of the two neighbouring states, Mizoram and Assam will jointly organise the first border festival today at Dholai in Assam's Kachar district. The district administrations of both the states held a meeting last week to review preparedness for the upcoming festival. As part of the festival, teams from Mizoram and Assam will compete in friendly football and volleyball matches to promote unity and sportsmanship. Besides, a cultural program showcasing dynamic performances by cultural troops from Mizoram's Variante and Mamet alongside artists from Kachar will also be held. Three Mizoram districts, Aizawl, Kolasib and Mamet, share a 164.6-kilometer-long border with Assam's Kachar, Sribhumi and Hailakandi districts. Six of the 13 newly discovered amphibian species in the Northeast have been found in Arunachal Pradesh. Deputy Chief Minister Chalna Meen, in a social media post, said, "This remarkable scientific achievement once again highlights the state as a treasure of biodiversity and a global center of ecological richness." He appreciated the researchers who continue to reveal the hidden wonders of the state's forests and protected areas. He further added that Arunachal remains committed to preserving nature and supporting scientific exploration that strengthens conservation and inspires future generations. In a meaningful show of solidarity for Manipuri cinema's emerging voices, the Manipur State Film Development Society has taken the lead in building a support system for young filmmakers by raising 2.27 lakh rupees through a special fundraising screening of Oitare at the Palace Auditorium yesterday. Driven by its mandate of nurturing cinema and enabling new storytellers to grow, the society mobilized the initiative to support crew members of two Manipuri films selected for the Indian Panorama section of the 56th International Film Festival of India 2025 in Goa, a recognition regarded as one of the highest honors in Indian cinema. This year marks a rare milestone with two Manipuri films, one documentary and one fiction feature, selected among the best of Indian cinema. Battlefield by Boon Thokcham, a full-length documentary feature capturing the untold history of the decisive Battle of Imphal fought in Manipur between Japan and the Allied forces during the Second World War, and Oitare, a fiction feature that examines the grief, loss, and helplessness endured by the people amid the ongoing ethnic conflict in Manipur. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha said that women's progress is essential for the overall development of society, and the state government has prioritized women's empowerment. Speaking at a women's conference under the Atmanirbhar Bharat Sankalp Abhiyan at Muktadhara Auditorium in Agartala, he stressed that the country and state cannot advance without improving the socio-economic condition of rural women. He said the central government has launched several schemes for rural women and the state government is actively implementing them. He urged the Mahila Morcha members to ensure these initiatives reach women in all parts of the state. Mayor and MLA Deepak Majumdar, Mandal President Shyamal Kumar Day and Mahila Morcha members were present. The Dr. T. R. Junior Girls National Football Championships 2025-26 Tier 2 kicked off at Chumukedima Football Stadium, marking Nagaland hosting the national football tournament for the first time. In his address, Chief Minister Nephew Rio lauded the All India Football Federation's decision to rename the event after Dr. T. R., a tribute to his legacy in Indian football. Rio said that the championship showcased the growing strength and confidence of young women driving the rise of women's football in India. The Chief Minister added that hosting the event signals Nagaland's readiness to develop sports infrastructure and welcome future national and international competitions. In the opening matches, Punjab defeated Andaman and Nicobar 20-0, while host Nagaland lost 1-3 to Uttarakhand. Meanwhile, Madhya Pradesh recorded a convincing 5-0 win over Himachal Pradesh, while Maharashtra and Mizoram shared points following a 3-3 draw match. In Sikkim, three persons were killed and eight others were injured when a taxi rammed into a parked truck on National Highway 10. According to police, the incident took place in the early hours of Sunday when a vehicle carrying Sikkim residents was returning from a wedding in Siliguri in adjoining West Bengal. Of the 11 passengers, three died on the spot, while the remaining, including the driver, were seriously injured and admitted to hospital. In Meghalaya, the new SSA Champions Cup 2025 will begin in Shillong today. The tournament is the brainchild of the Shillong Sports Association and it will bring together winners of the association's five men's football divisions into one fast-paced and thrilling competition. The 10 eligible teams have been divided into two groups of five and will play each other once, with the top two from each group progressing to the semi-finals. The opening match will be played between 4th Division champions Maukya Siang and 2nd Division champions Milliam Loom at 1 p.m, to be followed by another match between Shillong Premier League victors Langsning and 3rd Division runners-up Umlinka at 4:30 p.m. And another look at the headlines before we wind up. Top leader of band United Liberation Front of Assam Independence surrenders before troops of Assam Rifles at Pangsau Pass in Arunachal Pradesh. Nagaland Chief Minister Nephew Rio flags off newly inducted Air India Express aircraft at Dimapur Airport as official travel partner for Hornbill Festival 2025. Sikkim is set to introduce digital mechanism for issuing permits to travellers for high altitude and border adjacent locations. and Mizoram and Assam will jointly organize first border festival at Dhulai in Assam's Kachar district today to establish good relations, mutual trust and friendships between people of the two neighboring states. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.